Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
So tell me about your day.
I woke up.
It's Wednesday morning.
That is?
That's it. That's all I got so far.
You know, so far, that's it.
Let me guess, you've got a whole day of nothing ahead of you.
We've got a full day ahead and we're already behind schedule.
Well, still early.
It's still early.
That's true.
All right, now let's kick it up a notch.
I'm going to need a cup of coffee.
The biggest cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Got a show to put on in case you didn't notice.
Showtime. You know what? I really wish I could drink coffee, have that big cup of coffee.
Yeah.
To kick off every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Even at this age, you would think.
Well, there's a lot you can put into coffee now to make it not taste like coffee. So that's when I drink coffee.
And when I tell people I've never had a cup of coffee
or
a beer for that matter.
Yeah, I know.
They're just shocked.
Shocked. I know, it's pretty sad.
But that's the way it is.
There's such good beer out there now, too, man.
That's what I hear.
I used to be a beer drinker, and now I really enjoy it. Yeah.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up, 6:03. It is Wednesday morning, Carla.
Yeah, and it's World Kindness Day today, people. World Kindness Day. So why don't you just look around today and take it in, and don't be a dick, okay? That's my motto right there.
Is that on your shirt?
That's on my shirt.
Huh.
Don't be a dick.
So.
Yeah.
On the front of the shirt, it says it's National Kindness Day.
Yes, World Kindness Day.
And then when you turn around,
it says hashtag don't be a dick.
Okay.
Such people, I'm telling you. I am telling you.
So just be kind.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Somebody said on my Facebook Live, we'll treat people as you want to be treated. I believe that was taught to us as the golden rule, right?
That's what I thought.
What am I doing this morning?
I have no idea. You know what? I'm just taking a step back and letting you be.
Let her be.
Yeah, let her be. Let her go.
Sunshine today while people are freezing back east.
I know.
It's awful.
Yeah.
I almost feel guilty. The high of 77 today. Maybe some clouds tomorrow, mid-70s. Yeah. It's only about 50 right now, but we'll make it through.
Well, yeah, we will.
All right. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, my. He is the sexiest man alive. I believe the third person now from The Voice. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What is that show doing?
They're on a run.
Whoosh, man.
We'll talk more about that, plus some other stories after MJ and Thriller.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yeah, exactly. Brought to you by Insperity for employee benefits and full service HR support. Visit Insperity.com. John Legend names People's Sexiest Man Alive.
I want to thank People, of course, People Magazine, but mostly I want to thank Blake Shelton because I sat next to him for the last few months and I learned his sexy ways. Like,
yeah, right. Well, if you don't know this, let's see. Adam Levine was voted Sexiest Man Alive. Blake Shelton was voted Sexiest Man Alive. Those are all voice people.
And now John
Legend. People from The Voice, yeah. So I don't know who will be next, if it will be like, I think the only one left would be Usher or CeeLo. Yeah, I was going to say as far as the guys that were on that show.
Okay.
Yes, Gwen Stefani or Kelly Clarkson or Shakira, too. There was Shakira. And Disney Plus launched yesterday to thousands of complaints that the service wasn't working right. They had so many people get on this. By 10 a.m. yesterday, Disney had to issue a statement. They said consumer demand for Disney Plus has exceeded our high expectations. They were thrilled, but they had to get it fixed.
I don't know.
I think it's fixed at this point. Now, the service includes warnings before a lot of classic animated films like Dumbo, The Aristocrats, Aladdin, stating, quote, this program is presented as originally created. It may contain outdated cultural depictions. So, just so you know, they're being very careful. Other animated titles have been flagged for depicting characters who are smoking. So, yeah, I know. I'm all about, you know, being nice and all that. But, boy, we are politically correct.
It's they're Disney, going overboard. Though.
Yes, but there's that Disney. So.
Yeah.
This is Disney Plus, so.
So it's beyond Disney.
Yes, waiting for the Disney Plus Plus, which would be porn. But anyhow, Carrie Underwood on Jimmy Kimmel last night. Pretty darn funny. They like to do these pranks. They took her to a boot shop, kind of like a boot barn type place.
Mm-hmm.
And she watched a man named Dan buy boots, and she did a parody of Before He Cheats over the intercom.
Right now, Dan from Virginia is looking for some boots
made out of ostrich.
Ostrich is the world's largest bird that can run 43
miles per hour.
Did you know chickens and ostriches are the closest modern relatives to the Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Just tried to keep it together, huh?
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's quite funny to watch as well.
Wow.
So. Clever. She did a good job with it.
And Dan probably going.
Who is that?
No.
I'm just buying foods. What?
You can score your free wham, $100 in walking around money. Less than 2 hours from now, your first chance. Just write this number down, 59457. Well, we'll give you the wham code word. That's the number you text it to or enter it through the website or on the free KKLZ app. $100 in walking around money to spend on yourself. And, of course, you qualify after that for the $5,000, the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. If you want more information about Wham, all you have to do is basically go to our website. Find out more at 96.3KKLZ.com. No, I'd mention I felt guilty about doing the weather because back east, they are freezing.
Yeah, I know.
Freezing. And down in Texas, this is from a couple of weeks ago, you know, a bunch of tornadoes ripped through Texas. Yeah, this is a guy standing in his doorway videoing a tornado ripping through his yard. Listen to his play-by-play.
There is a freaking tornado out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There goes the trampoline.
Yeah. First thing to go in a tornado is your trampoline. Jeez.
And then the cooler.
Boy, okay.
Which was right next to the couch.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
But that's his play-by-play.
There is a freaking tornado out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There goes the trampoline.
Yeah. Yep. That's right, Cooter. That's right, Cooter.
Well, Christmas is right around the corner, isn't it?
Where is my who farted cap?
Def Leppard.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Back, and I love them.
Isn't it fun?
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, so I've known Carla for a long, long time. I know this is one of your favorite shows. And it had to be so disheartening when you heard the news. She loves this show.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
So yesterday it came out after 55 years, the cast and crew of the NBC daytime drama Days of Our Lives has been released from their contracts. The show tapes months ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
So it's still going to be on the air for the next year, but they threw out a lot of speculation with everybody being released from their contracts.
Yes.
So what they've had to do is speed up some of the plots. And the Mike and Carla hidden microphones were on the set.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an example of what they're doing on Days of Our Lives.
I realize that there are gaps in my memory of what happened that night, but something just doesn't seem right.
Jennifer.
I just feel like I would remember.
All right, we're going to have to speed this up. Skip to page 79 on next month's script.
You're wearing a wedding band and I'm not.
Oh,
I had rings made for us, made from the wreckage of the Loretta.
The ship we were on together.
That sank.
Yes.
A piece washed up on the shore of that island that we were trapped on. I got it.
Yes, when you admitted that you were madly in love with me.
Yes.
Perfect. Wow. That's a wrap, everybody. Now if you could all go down to HR real quick. They have a vacation package waiting for you.
Okay, so. Wow. I know you were so disheartened.
I had people sending me this article yesterday, and it broke my heart. Now, I know the last few years, they don't know if they're going to renew the show or not, and they've ended up doing it, but they release everyone just in case they don't. They can get something else, and now I'm afraid they're going to get something else. While they're in that storyline you were just playing. Now, Jennifer, they've gone a year in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer's in a coma.
Uh-oh.
Real time. She's
really?
In a coma. Oh, yeah. But a year down the road, she wakes up. But here's what happened. Princess Gina, who is actually Hope,
okay,
threw her out a window. And, yeah, she slipped into a coma. Yeah, because, well, Hope doesn't know she's Princess Gina. She was Princess Gina, like, 15 years ago as well, when she was married to Stefano, who's dead now, but they're saying he's not dead, but he's dead. The actor's dead. John, you know where I'm going with it.
Count Stefano DiMera.
Yes, exactly. But the thing is, she has her sights set on John Black. That's the thing. Because Dr. Rolfe took a needle and stuck her in the neck and gave her this weird thing that turned her back into Princess Gina.
Oh.
And Princess Gina is wreaking havoc. Anyhow, you probably want to watch the show to get caught up. They can't let this show be canceled.
Hold on.
They
cannot. Cue the music.
Yes.
Thank you.
They cannot. I beg of you, NBC. I am begging you. I will get on my knees if you'd like me to. There's not much difference.
What is Christine Alfonso going to do? She's been Hope for her entire life.
What do these people do? What do they do when they, you're right, when they play someone for so long?
They grown up with her.
Yes! It's the best acting gig on earth. Anyone who's ever done one will say that. Mike, we know someone who's done one.
Curtis.
Yes. Todd Curtis. Yeah.
From Young and the Restless.
Yep, exactly.
Best gig he ever had.
I don't know what... If that show goes off the air, I am really going to go through some major depression.
Clearly.
I really am.
Clearly.
Oh,
we got a year to prepare.
Jennifer in a coma. I don't know. And Princess Gina, she's got to snap out of that.
Well, you know what?
Hope.
Now I don't have to watch a show.
No, I just got
my update. So, but that's what's happening with Days of Our Lives. Grab your share of the Wham! $100 in walking around money. That's what we're doing this morning. Your first chance to win. Less than an hour away, so we have details on that coming up here in just a bit. Sunshine.
Excellent.
Going to be nice. High in the mid to upper 70s today, maybe some high clouds tomorrow. High of only 75, and it's about 50 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Got that coming up here in a bit.
No turkey for Thanksgiving. That's what a lot of people are saying.
All right, we'll find out why. Plus some other things we think you should know after the Bee Gees Night Fever.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, sports news for you. Cincinnati Bengals released linebacker Preston Brown. Now, I mention this only in case maybe you're having a bad day or you think you're having a bad day. At least you weren't fired by the Bengals.
By the Bengals.
Man, I mean, that's bad. That's a bad
day. I'm not even good enough to play with the Bengals.
No, we're 0-9.
Mm-hmm.
You think they might wait till the end of the season, but okay. All right. 64% of people that were polled said, yeah, I'd be fine with no turkey on Thanksgiving. They think it's overrated. I think a lot of people are just tired of it. Now, 30% of us say they've already had something other than turkey on Thanksgiving, so it doesn't really matter to them.
I wouldn't mind a nice ribeye.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. I know some people who actually do prime rib for Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah.
Now, being Italian, we would do ravioli. We would do ravioli along with the Thanksgiving.
Oh,
so yeah,
look at
my
there.
Grandmother always did that.
No meatballs
and,
shaped as a turkey?
No, as a matter of fact, no. It was all about the pasta. You had to have a pasta with the turkey.
Because that wasn't filling enough.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, my grandmother made ravioli. They were about that big, each one.
Wow.
If you could see, they were huge.
If you don't have the video portion of this radio show,
Graham. Yeah, 4x4?
Yes,
they were huge.
Basically.
And then she'd get mad when you only ate 3 of them.
Yeah.
Are you sick? You don't like my cooking. Well, no, they're huge. They were pillows. Grandma.
I'll just stuff them in my pants and eat it later.
Yeah, Grandma Millie, come on. And an Arby's in Minnesota taking some heat. They put up a sign. This is at Arby's. It said only well-behaved children who can keep their food on their trays and their bottoms in their seats are welcome. If you can't do this, you'll be asked to leave. Well, they're getting a lot of heat for that. They just would like people to be able to dine there without having a problem. A lot of fancy restaurants do this, but Arby's is doing it. Parents are very upset.
Here are some of the parents commenting about this.
I was like, oh gosh, I got a 2-year-old with me, and he doesn't always keep his fries on the tray or his bottom on the seat. Usually restaurants are eager to get families in to eat. I wouldn't think they would discourage families from bringing their children in.
As to whether Arby's is the place, I mean, they're a private business, so I think they should be able to have the business that they want and cater to their customers and the way that they see fit.
Yeah. Definitely up for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people happy about it, a lot of people not so happy. All brought to you by Universal Solar. It is Wednesday. Few things you should know.
You know that story out of Minnesota at the Arby's?
Yeah.
where the owner said, hey, from now on, only well-behaved kids in our restaurant.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of parents have taken exception to that. Some parents have said, you know what? I like it.
Yes, I...
Now, it's a fast food place.
It is a fast food place. I get the argument and all that, but still, I might be there. Maybe it's a little known fact that I don't really particularly like children. And I don't
You don't
like,
have any?
No, I don't have any.
It's not that you aren't around kids. I mean, you have God, nephews, and nieces.
I do. God, children.
You're an aunt, for God's sake.
I am an aunt, yes. And listen, I had one of my nephews. So, man, I don't know why he was ever out of the house up till he was about 7. Oh, but I think this is just fine. I think it's fine. It's okay.
All right, 702-739-9636. If there's a place that you would go frequently with your family, including the kids,
yeah.
And all of a sudden at one point they said, listen, if you're not going to, you know, if your kids are running around and stuff like that, aren't well behaved, then guess what? They're no longer allowed in the restaurant.
Right.
How would you feel about that?
Yeah, and it's a risk that they're taking, too. They're going to lose business.
Right.
You know?
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Want to hear from you, especially if you're a parent with kids. How do you feel about that? Text or call? It's Billy Joel in My Life.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so this Arby's in Minnesota has put up a sign if your kids can't behave. If they can't behave, don't bring them in.
No. Nope.
And some parents in that area are for it, some are against it. This is a new rule now that the owner has decided to put up. So we asked parents, what do you think? And people are texting in.
Interesting and really smart listeners we have. One of our listeners, Tina, says, I'm a mom of 3. My youngest is 8 and has ADHD. I get why places would want these rules, though I think it's more about parents being parents than it is about kids being kids. That is a good point. She says, food places are not daycares. Very true.
Right.
Now, Dalton says, I've done my time with kids. Don't appreciate the screaming, throwing food, running around the way they do. It wasn't acceptable behavior when I had kids or when I had little ones. We had to have manners.
Yeah. I can't even imagine what my dad would have done if we would have got out of hand.
Yeah.
I mean, it scares me to think about it. Les is on the phone. Les, what about you?
Well, my kids are grown up and gone away, but my opinion of it is when you go out someplace to eat or whatnot, even in a store or whatever, you need to keep control of your kids. It's not a free-for-all or nothing like that. Other people are out trying to enjoy themselves also. But I feel that some parents think, you know, they can do whatever they want to when they're out and about. But I don't think that's the case. I like to enjoy myself, not worrying about a bunch of banshees running around.
Yes.
See, I've been to places as nice as the Four Seasons.
Right.
And they have a great brunch.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I was there one time with a family. And 3 or 4 kids just running around, and the parents are just sitting there talking.
Oh, see.
To the point where one of the, I think it was one of the mothers said, now stop running around anyways,
yes,
and that's
it. There's a pool there, too. If you're outside,
right.
There's a pool there also. There's a lot going on. That's,
I like it, Les. Nikki, what do you think?
So I'm not a parent, however, have nieces and nephews, love to be around kids, but I am all for it because I've been the victim of having to sit through meals with misbehaved kids running around, and I'm all for it. More power to them.
It doesn't mean kids can't go there. It just means, you know what?
Yep.
You, as a parent, or whoever's taking them, watch them.
Hey, Nikki, let me give you some insight to what it was like for my daughters. Even at home.
Yeah.
If I saw that their feet were there, we had a table that there was a underneath, there was like a center board between the legs.
Right.
Yeah.
If I noticed their feet were on that, I would tell them, put them on the floor.
Yeah.
That's good. Or
I see these kids with their feet on, you know, when we go out with our grandson, his feet are on the chair, his knees are up to his chest.
Yeah.
And I'll even say, his parents will even say,
right,
put your feet down.
Right.
Sit up.
I say, you know, my brothers and sisters, we always had to behave. We had to learn to behave in public. And, you know, now in the workplace, I see adults who don't know how to behave in the workplace.
Well, that's
where it starts.
That's tomorrow.
Listen, yeah, that sign's going up next, believe me. And it's not a matter of being old or anything like that. It's just a matter of being, you know, have some manners. That's all.
All right, yeah. Nikki, thanks a lot for the call. By the way, big game tonight. Go Knights, go. Let's hear it.
Go Knights, go.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, let's make it happen. $100 in someone's pocket. Here is the Wham code word for this hour, freedom.
Freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom.
That is the word, freedom, that you need to now text to 59457. That is 59457. Or you can enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app. Again, the Wham word, freedom. Spell it correctly. Make sure you get it in there. Text it off before 8:15 for your chance to put $100 in your pocket. Yes, but also qualify for the $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's Wham code word is freedom. 59457. Good luck.
You just missed it. The word is freedom. Freedom. You still have a few more minutes to text that word to 59457. Enter it through the KKLZ website at 96.3kklz.com or on our free app. The word freedom. Good luck. From last hour about that Arby's in Minnesota.
Yep.
Saying from now on, you can only bring in your kids if they're going to be well behaved.
Yep.
Amy, what were you saying?
Coming from a restaurant background, I believe that, you know, when you take your kids or your family to a restaurant, that, you know, you should be just as well behaved if you were going to somebody else's house. So I agree that they should be able to put it up. If people are going to come into your restaurant, they should be in there appropriate as if they were going to be at somebody else's house.
Amy, I'll bet you saw some horror stories.
Oh, I could go on for hours about horror stories. But, I mean, I believe that, you know, you should be respectful in wherever you go. I work with customer service now, and there's children that are in our waiting room that just run amok right on the walls. And, you know, I didn't teach my child to be that way. So why can't you be respectful when you go into an establishment?
I love that we were all perfect because we were.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
How do you think we ended up here?
Doing radio.
Love it. Yes. All right.
Where our manners got us, Mike.
Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I do. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, Colin Kaepernick may be playing again.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, let me tell you, Adam Sandler, this is such a great story. So his acting teacher at NYU took him out for a beer and told him he should quit because he just would never make it. He just didn't have what it took. He had heart, but he just didn't have the acting chops. Well,
right.
You know, Adam Sandler's done okay. He ran into his acting teacher again recently, but instead of rubbing his face in it, he introduced him to his friends as the only teacher who ever bought him a beer.
That's nice.
It is. It's really
because
nice.
You're right. He could have said, hey, this schmuck,
douche.
Look at me now.
Yeah, this guy didn't think that I would become anything. And
right.
Guess what? Yeah, so I think that's really cool.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear it, too. Sorry, I'm looking for a piece of paper if anybody's wondering what I'm doing. Now, Colin Kaepernick, back in the news, holding a workout on Saturday because several teams are reportedly interested in him. And people have said, well, you know, are you even ready? I mean, are you in shape? He said, I've been in shape and ready for 3 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, he'd really like to be picked up. I don't know. You know, he can't be much worse than some of the quarterbacks out there right now. I mean, some people
are having...
Well,
that's one way to look at it.
Yes, exactly. And if you were wondering, Ricky Gervais is going to host the Golden Globes. This will be his fifth time. He says it will be his final time.
Wow.
As well, hosting them. I think he's very funny. A lot of people don't like him, but I'm thinking that maybe they just couldn't get anybody else to do it. So yeah. I don't know.
I know you and I are big fans of his.
Yeah, I think he's hilarious. I really do.
But he's tough to take sometimes. I get it.
Yes, I do too. I understand. A lot of people, you know, it's all up to your taste, that's for sure. It's all brought to you by Insperity. For employee benefits and full service HR support, visit Insperity.com.
All right, all week we've been giving away these tickets for Tool. people. Yesterday was great, but today, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like, because today it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. And it is going to be epic.
So we've already recorded it.
Yeah.
And we're ready to let loose.
Yes.
But you'll have a chance to win these tool tickets a little bit later on, next half hour at about 8:40. Now, if you want, you can go on our website, take a second chance to win.
Right.
Just go to 96.3kklz.com, contest page, and you can register for the tool tickets if you can't get through on the phone. Trying to make it fair for everybody.
Right.
Once again, Tool going to be in town, and this is in January.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Friday night over at the T-Mobile Arena. So if you want more information and a second chance to win, go to our website, 96.3kklz.com.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All week long, we've been giving away tickets for Tool. This is going to be over at the T-Mobile Arena Friday, January 17th, from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. They finally just released their first album after how many years? 18?
Like 18 years.
Wow. And it's sold out everywhere.
Yeah, it is. If you want to actually buy the album, which people are doing with this one, you cannot get it. However, I think Morty has two copies of it. But, yes, you can download
surprised. It.
Yeah, but if you are a Tool fan, you want that vinyl. And we actually did a Tool song today. We've turned Mike on to Tool. And we actually did a Tool song today.
And you should know that this is Carla, featuring Carla on the solo kazoo amplified.
Yes.
This is her amplified kazoo.
Yes.
Morty on guitar. Mm-hmm. I just play the shakers, and I'm even trying to keep
up. Percussion.
So here you go. Figure out what the title of this Tool song that we're performing in another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Exhausting is what that was. It was absolutely exhausting.
All you have to do is figure out the name of that Tool song that Carla's performing. And once we get through news and weather, we'll take the phone lines off hold. Start with caller number 9-702-739-9636. And by the way, I can't help you. I have no clue. They just said...
Mike, play percussion.
Start shaking.
Sounded good. Sounded
a little
real
bit.
Good.
Here you go. I'm just going to play the bit of the end here. Yeah. Thank you, Cleveland.
Woo!
We love you. All right? Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Tool with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay, drop the kazoo. All you have to do is tell us the name of that Tool song that we're performing. Sarah's on the phone. Sarah, you a big Tool fan?
I am a huge Tool fan.
And I'm hoping, and we're hoping you didn't have any problem recognizing that song we were playing.
Sober?
Yes!
Yes! Wow. Yes! Sarah, tell us, did
Be
we
honest.
Rock that or what?
Oh, you did, totally.
Thank you.
I like that extra instrument. I don't know without that extra if I would have got it.
Oh, well, I'd say that's Morty. That was Morty on guitar and Mike on percussion, and then, of course, me on lead kazoo.
Yes.
So
on the electric kazoo.
Yes, on the electric kazoo, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's amplified, stacked,
yeah.
Marshall.
Yeah, we actually will be posting the video of that a little bit later on today, because it was...
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
Well, I mean, it was pretty rough in the room when we did it.
Pretty intense.
Yeah, it was intense.
All right. Well, the point being, you have the tickets, all right? Sarah, you're going to see Tool Friday night, Jan 17, 2020. For a second chance to win everybody else, you can go on our website right now, 963kklz.com. Sarah, thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, again, like John was talking about, big game for the VGK. Let's hear your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
Bob Mullis, who knew exactly what had happened when he picked up the phone.
I just won some wham.
You won some wham. You won $100. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you.
What are you going to do with the extra money?
Take my wife out to eat.
Very good decision.
That's what you do with that wham.
That's right.
A little walking around
way
money.
Go, Bob.
Your next chance to score some wham coming up after Minute Work. Down Under 96.3.
Some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
It is time to win the wham. People, here is your wham code word. It is clap.
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 C-L-A-P. Clap.
Good job, Mike. Good job.
Thank you.
Right there. Text clap to 59457. That is 59457, or you can enter it online, 963kklz.com, or on the free KKLZ app. Again, the word clap. Spell it correctly. Make sure you enter it before 9:15 for your chance to put that $100 in your pocket and qualify for $5,000, that grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's wham code word, clap. 59457. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by Southern Nevada Health District. Here's a story about a guy in Indiana bought flowers for his girlfriend's best friend to cheer her up after she found out her boyfriend was cheating.
See.
Now people on Twitter are debating whether it's ever okay to buy flowers for one of your significant other's friends.
Okay. Yeah, well.
I don't think it's a problem as long as you tell your girlfriend or your wife, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why couldn't they be from both of you?
Well, you may not know them, you know. The other one may not know them or something.
No, I see.
That's a problem.
If it's your wife's girlfriend.
Right.
And, like, Jody has a girlfriend.
I sent her
flowers.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, I wouldn't be that stupid to just put them from me.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's... I think that's being nice. You feel bad you're sending flowers.
I know it's being nice, but some people don't understand that.
Well, I see. And that's why
I was consoling her. I was just being nice.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. There it goes back to guys always think that somebody's going to want to sleep with them. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. Okay.
She's trying to be a nice guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's your friend.
Yeah.
Guy in Florida got pulled over for speeding over the weekend, told the cops he had to rush home because he was out cheating on his wife.
Yeah. Wow.
Didn't want to get caught. Well, they searched him. And evidently, he had drugs on him. So now he's facing jail time.
Right, beautiful.
Potentially an upcoming divorce.
Yeah, everyone knows you're cheating now, too, dude. Well, send flowers.
Is that the excuse you really want to throw at a cop?
Yeah, I know. I was cheating. I got to get home. Depends on the cop, I guess.
Maybe.
All depends on the cop. Oh, get out of here, dude.
Yes, I hear you.
Hurry up. Oh, wow. Well, speaking of which, a woman paid her cheating husband's divorce fees because she was left with the fees to pay.
Uh-huh.
She paid them in dimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brandy, she lives in Pennsylvania, ordered to pay her cheating husband's fees, so she went to the bank.
Yeah.
got $7,500 in dimes. Wow. Then she hauled the 350 pounds of change to her husband.
Uh-huh. I'm seeing a theme here.
Oh, because
in the other
he cheated
news.
With her friend.
Oh.
So, and guess what? So he thought, well, I'll bring them in. They can count them out. Nope, they won't accept them unless they're in rolls. So he has to roll them up. Oh, snap.
That'll be hours of fun with the mistress.
Oh, gosh. Guess what we're going to do, honey? You do still love me, right? Okay, good.
See?
We're gonna
he should have put on the card from the both of us.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wow. That's the best story ever. I don't know if I want to go on. But here's a little helpful hint. A mother in Australia, she's making headlines. Actually, she made a Christmas tree, homemade, out of her family's dirty laundry.
Oh.
She stuffed her laundry in a bin.
Yeah.
With you know, and molded it. She's been molding the dirty clothes into the shape of a Christmas tree. She topped the tree, still with a big red star, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
Posted a picture of it, and it's awesome. It really is. And she put the caption, the best way to avoid doing the laundry, turn it into a Christmas tree. And it's free. I'll wash all this after Christmas or maybe get the elf on the shelf to help me out. Yeah. So good for you, Australian mom. Good for you. Very innovative and very clever.
Does it smell like a real
that's
tree?
That's the thing. You don't want to get too... Even the dog is like, whoa, I don't want to lift my leg over here. This smells bad enough. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
As we do every morning, like to end the show with a bit of good news. This just might be a little inspiring, that's all. Somebody wanted to join the police department, but he wasn't in such great shape. Romar Lyle is his name. He has joined the police department in Richmond, Virginia now after losing almost 200 pounds. Started doing CrossFit in 2015. He weighed 400 pounds, just kept losing weight. And finally took it off, was able to join the academy, recently graduated from the academy. He says it was one of the most challenging things I have ever had to do in my life. But it taught me so many life skills, valuable lessons that I will carry for the rest of my life. And I wake up every day smiling because when I think back on all the things I couldn't do and all the things that I was finally able to do to get here, it reminds me that anything at all is possible. So there you go. Just keep at it.
How many pounds?
At it. Almost 200 pounds, 186 pounds, Mike.
Good for him.
It took him a couple of years to do it, but, you know, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. It's not easy to move when you weigh 400 pounds.
No.
So you start slowly, and yeah.
But he was on a mission. He had a goal.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he did.
And he did it.
Yeah, maybe that's what maybe I need the goal part of it. What, am I just going to lose weight? Okay.
Yeah. Tell yourself you want to be on a SWAT team or something.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I want to be in Playboy.
Okay.
That's what I want to do. I want to do the swimsuit edition. That's what I want to do.
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah,
there you go.
Edition.
That's your goal. Okay. You can do, hey, you know what?
You know what,
you
Carla,
can do
thank you.
Anything you want.
In the words of Juliette Prowse. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Any feel-good story you have, you want to submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Insperity. For employee benefits, full-service HR support, visit Insperity.com. Well, this morning, got a play-by-play of a tornado a couple of weeks back from the guy in Texas.
There's a freaking tornado. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There goes the trampoline.
Once the trampoline goes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Sure, the couch and everything else is sure to follow.
Oh, my gosh.
The sad news about Days of Our Lives, but you say it's not gone.
No, it's not gone yet. I mean, it very well could be, but it's not. It's not yet.
All right. And thank you for all the people texting in about our Kazookie Wednesday segment with Tool.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, now somebody said, listen, I'm not saying it's bad when you guys do it otherwise, because it's not. But all those added instruments really made this one. Vinny said it was excellent, epic, you guys. Shayla said I would have been out of breath, Carla. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
good reviews on that.
We changed it up a little bit.
We did, and thank you to Morty on lead guitar, you, Mike, all over percussion. And
the amplified kazoo.
Yeah, that kind of.
The kazooki.
Yeah, that kind of adds a little bit to it, you know. Got a little feedback.
We'll have more tickets to give away tomorrow morning when we come back. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other, because it is National Be Kind to Others Day.
Yes, it is.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.